Let's break down how this one went here tonight at Petco Park.
What moments had the biggest impact on today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game recap on the Padres Radio Network.
Dylan Cease took the mound for the Padres in the top of the first inning. He allowed a one-out single to Trey Turner. There were two outs, and Turner still on base for Alec Bohm.
Not only has Bohm hit in 10 straight, he's had a double each of his last six games. And he hits this one very deep to left field. Mazzocar back to the wall. He's got no home run for Alec Bohm, his fourth of the year. And the Phillies playing some more long ball here at Petco. Jump out to a 2-0 lead in the first.
Ranger Suarez took the mound in the bottom half. He worked around a two-out infield single. Suarez would get the game to the fifth inning with the Padres still down 2-0. He was absolutely outstanding tonight. More on Suarez in a bit. Cease, though, had settled in. He started the fifth inning by retiring the first two batters, but then a single from Whit Merrifield, a walk to Kyle Schwarber, an infield single for Trey Turner. The bases were loaded for Bryce Harper. Harper walked to bring home a run. It was a 3-0 Phillies lead. With the bases still loaded and two out, it was Alec Bohm again.
One and two again to Bohm. Here's the pitch and a hard hit liner over Profar into right field, base hit. Schwarber has scored. Trey Turner's on his way. Fernando's throw, the tag is not in time. A two-run single for Alec Bohm, and the Phillies have rallied with two outs here in the fifth inning. They now lead 5-0.
The red-hot Alec Bohm doing it again, a two-run home run in the first inning. Like we just heard, a two-run single to make it 5-0 in the fifth. Cease would go six innings, five earned runs given up on six hits, five strikeouts, three walks, 91 pitches here tonight for Dylan Cease. But the story of the night became Ranger Suarez. He was dealing. Suarez went seven scoreless innings to begin his night. He had allowed just two singles at the end of the seventh inning. Padres did not have a runner on second base against him through seven innings. Only one of those singles, by the way, was hit to the outfield. The other was an infield single in the first. Suarez then got the first two outs of the eighth with the Phillies ahead 5-0. To that point, again, Suarez 7 2/3 scoreless innings and a run of 32 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. But then Eggy Rosario dug in.
Pitch coming, and Rosario hits it in the air to deep left field. There goes the shutout. Eggy taking aim for the big golf ball, and a home run, is third of the year. Padres on the board here in the eighth inning. A solo shot for Eggy Rosario, and it's a 5-1 game.
But Suarez would get the next batter, Jackson Merrill. He ended that eighth inning with the Phillies still ahead 5-1. Suarez was terrific in this game for Philadelphia. Eight innings, three hits, one run, no walks, eight strikeouts on a grand total of 96 pitches. Adrian Morejon was very solid out of the bullpen for the Padres. Three scoreless innings, two hits given up, 47 pitches tonight for Morejon. He kept it a 5-0 game, then a 5-1 game. Jeff Hoffman, a 1-2-3-9 inning for the Phillies out of the bullpen, and that was that here tonight. Final score, Phillies 5 and the Padres 1. And like I said in the opening segment, not a ton to really break down, analyze from this game. Ranger Suarez was absolutely terrific here tonight. He was dominant. The Padres, again, aside from the home run by Eggy Rosario, did not have an at-bat with a runner in scoring position. They did not put another runner on second base aside from that home run by Rosario. And Dylan Cease up and down here tonight. All the damage, both in the first inning and the fifth inning, came with two outs, especially in that fifth inning. The three-run scoring for the Phillies after there were two outs and nobody on. So a frustrating night really all around for the Padres, as they've now dropped the first two games of this three-game series and will try to avoid being swept tomorrow.